2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, it's 1930 UTC, which means it's time to start another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm the chairman of this committee, and I woke up way too early. I don't know, maybe it was the heat. Here's some fox poop, fresh and fresh. And I woke up about 45 minutes ago. Then I just laid on the floor for another half an hour trying to go back to sleep. I couldn't do that. So I decided to come here to Herrenhaven very early this morning. It's about 8:45. And if I would have come out here earlier, we would not have run into this problem. What problem have we run into? Well, it's raining. It started to drizzle a little bit on the drive over here, and then as soon as I pulled in, of course it starts to rain. So I am now walking around in the forest with the equipment that I'm not supposed to get wet in the rain. I knew I should have left earlier. I didn't eat breakfast or anything. I just thought... Okay, yeah, here's the ironic part. I thought, oh, I better get up. I can go to Herrenhaven and spot some dudes. It was 80 degrees when I woke up at 8 a.m. That's never good. But now that I'm outside and it's raining, it is a little bit breezy, and so it's not super hot. Here's some more fresh fox poop. So I sort of had this great idea of, oh, since I'm up real early, web face, oh, we'll walk around outside and see if we can find some dudes. And I'm being rained on. And I'm walking out to the boardwalk. And I'm obviously the first person in here today. So I'm walking through all kinds of webs. What was that? I saw a turkey while I was driving over here. So that made me laugh. And it rained a bit last night. It was cool last night at about 12:30. About midnight 30, the thunder started. The continuously rolling thunder that lasted for about a half an hour before it actually started to rain. And I think it rained for all of 5 minutes. Okay, I'm walking out onto the boardwalk. And I can see a blue heron in a strange place, just pretty much right by the road, except, you know, down in the water. I can't tell from here which heron that is. I'm gonna come out here a little bit further. Oh, I'm spooking frogs. I'm walking on through webs. I don't see any other dudes out here. What was that behind me? You know, of course, I thought, oh, I'll go out real early. And I won't take the big camera. I'll take the little camera. And we'll find some dudes. But no. No dudes out here, well, except for that heron, who, he's a ways away, but I Yeah, I think that's Big Bluey. Yeah, oh, he turned sideways. He just turns. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Big Bluey out there. So here I am, walking around in the rain. Just because I couldn't sleep. Wow, these cattails are really, really tall. What's that smell? And I'm still confused as to why all of this grass is knocked down over here. Very odd. Okay, I keep hearing little whistling noises that kind of sounded like a marmot. Is there any mottis back here? I don't know. Yeah, so anyway, I was so... Once I finally decided... Once I realized I wasn't going to be able to sleep and realized that, yeah, I'm going to have to get up, I just pretty much ran out the door. I didn't eat or nothing. So here we are. What am I going to find today? And I hope all my dudes don't stay hidden because it's raining. It's humid though, that's for true. Yeah, it's probably somewhere between 80 and 82 degrees Fahrenheit. It's overcast though, so that's nice. Don't have any direct sun. And it's a little bit drizzly, so it doesn't seem too hot yet. But you know how it goes. Give me another 10 minutes and I'm sure I'll be complaining about how horribly hot it is. There's some more fresh fox poop. Well, at least we know where the fox likes to go. The fox is always running around here. Where am I gonna... When am I gonna spot that dude? Got my little camera ready, too. Maybe we'll find some interesting mushrooms. Who knows? Okay, so into the wall blind we go. Let's see if there's anything going on in the back of the billabong. Anybody in the billabong? No. No dudes. And you can't tell me that they're hiding from the rain. That can't be right. Alright, so. Oy, around Frog Harbor we go. Is there anybody down here in Frog Harbor? There's so much growth I can't see. My vision is blocked by a wall of green. Any froggies down there? I don't see any frogs. Oh wait, no, there's one right there. Hi, froggy. One frog. One frog in all of Frog Harbor. So we're just going to keep on walking through the forest here. Oh my god. And here's another big old pile of fox poop. Right in the middle of the trail, covered with flies. Where's my fox? Oh, he's probably watching me right now. Laughing. Saying, ha ha, you can't find me as I walk through another web in my face. Always with the webs. Always with the webs. Well. I'm starting to feel tired now. Oh, I hope this doesn't mess up my sleep cycle. What am I doing out here? I know better. I should have just stayed at home. laying on the floor. Okay, here I am on the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. There's a couple ducks out there, but that's about it. So I'm going to keep going. We're going to head over to the big blind. See if there's anything going on. Out in the main bits. What do I think I see? Oh no. Piece of tree broke off over there and fell into the water. New logs for everyone. Okay. So, here we go. I don't see any mushrooms anywhere. Into the big blind. And what do we got? Ducks. We got a lot of ducks on that log. Let's count ducks. I can only see part of the log, but I can see 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, and one guy swimming on that log. I can see that log that's way out there. There's at least 4 ducks on it. Oh, yes, and over here in the delta, we got, at least a dozen, 20 more ducks hanging out, plus Black Cap Chappie, our other blue heron. Oh, that's good, so we've seen 2 blue herons today. Yeah, and I can definitely tell that's Black Cap Chappie because he just looked up. I think he heard me. He was preening and looking down, and I could see the top of his head. Look at that guy. He's standing on the log by some duckies. And now he's looking out over the water. Maybe it's time for me to go home and sleep some more. Take a mid-morning nap. Or maybe I should eat. I'm looking around for other stuff too, but it's just ducks on logs and blue herons hanging out here today. I came out looking for mammals. Mammals and mushrooms, where's my fungus? I was hoping it would rain all night, but I don't think it did. I went to bed pretty early. I was kind of tired last night. And I went to bed at about 2 a.m. And it had stopped raining. Or maybe, it was just drizzling a little bit by that time. See, it rained pretty good for, it doesn't seem like it was more than 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. And I think maybe it was just drizzly. But we didn't get anything too significant this morning because everything's dry. Even though it's, raining now, the path is still dry. There's no mud or anything. So where's my dudes? Finally getting some rain, but it's not very significant. Huh. I need a good soaking rain for mushrooms, because this is good mushroom season. Come on, rain. So now I gotta figure out what I want to do today. Other than take a nap, and other than eat some food, what do I need to do today? I don't have to go to the store. I think my biggest responsibility today is doing this show. Oh, this fox poop, it's taunting me. When do I get to see my foxy fox? Well, the Doctor Who movies were on again yesterday. And I watched part of one. You know, there's two from the mid-60s. The first one is Doctor Who and the Daleks. And the second one is Daleks Invasion Earth 2150 AD. And that's the one I've seen the most. By which I mean to say, not too often, but I gotta catch that first one, because there's like a part in the middle that I haven't seen. It's not very good. And it's strange. It doesn't seem canon. Peter Cushing plays the Doctor, and he introduces himself as Doctor Who, and he's not an alien. He's not from Gallifrey. He's human. He's got a niece named Louise and a granddaughter named Susan that go traveling around. And I don't understand why this isn't canon, because these movies were based on some of the TV episodes. So it's like, why did it get changed? Were you really trying to attract a different following? It doesn't make much sense, but oh, who am I to say? So anyway, I'm going to walk back out to the boardwalk here. We're going to go back out there, see if there's any other action happening. So anyway, I need to watch this other movie. And oh, there's a duck right there. Hi, ducky duckler. I watched a lot of Doctor Who over this past weekend. Usually I catch about half an hour on Saturday night. But not only did I catch my regular Iowa Public TV serials repeated, they also had the movies on a different channel. Alright, so I'm back on the boardwalk and I'm about to get over the water. Where's Big Bully? Oh yeah, he's still out there. And the rain has subsided, so we're going to walk all the way out here. I hope I don't spook Big Bluey. I don't think I will. He's pretty far away. He's way over there. He's fishing. No, he's staring at the water. There's lots of frogs hopping around here. The occasional dragonfly buzzes by me. And there's some baby ducks. There's some clear out in the middle of the pond, just hanging out. And then I see some babies and a mommy hiding behind a bunch of cattails. All right, so now I've made it all the way out to the end of the boardwalk. Wiping the webs out of my face. And there's various ducks in random locations out there. Frogs ducking down in the water. What's that over there? I saw some funny ripples. There's a little bit of a breeze. And I was hoping this would be more dudes. But all I'm seeing is frogs. And I really gotta wonder, what am I doing out here this early? Why am I not sleeping? Why am I not eating? I don't know. But there's Big Bluey way over there. Hi! I'm waving at him. He's so nice. And look at this big old frog. He's a thug. Oh, I see frogs hopping here and there. Where's my dudes? Where's my scratties? Where's my motts? Well, I can tell you right now, the motts aren't coming out. So when I pulled in here, you know, 20 minutes ago, I was shocked, I tell you, to see other cars in the parking lot this early. But then I realized it was Bruce and Verla, so I wasn't as shocked. And Bruce was loading some stuff into the shed. So all the Matis are probably hiding. And I'm looking for fishies. There's a little patch of water here where there's no duckweed. Where's my fishies? There's so much duckweed, it's unbelievable. It's just one giant field of duckweed. Oh, look at this thug. Here's a big bad daddy. Yeah, you're a big frog, aren't you? I could almost reach down and grab him. I'm so close. But I wouldn't do that. No, that would be rude to frogs. Yes. Yes, it would. Well, at least it has stopped raining. That slow drizzle. I'm looking up into the sky, trying to figure out which way the clouds are moving. I think I see a break in the clouds. Some distance away. Is that coming this way? Is it going to get sunny? If the sun comes out, it's going to be unbearable. The humidity is probably in the 80%. Oh, I see a duck hiding back there. Hi, ducky duck. In the sub pond, there's a duck and some baby ducklings back there. Hi! Oh, it's so nice. So nice to see all our duckling buddies. Where's our dudes? Where's our fox? Where's our scratties? I thought for sure coming out this early, we would see our muskrats. But nope. Is it the weather? I don't know. I was surprised as all get out to see that muskrat the other day. When was that now? Has that been a week? Yeah, and that was, I was out fairly early. It was one of those days where I was out at about 9 o'clock a.m. and it was sunny. And that scratty was scratting around. And I thought, oh, okay, maybe I need to be coming earlier to see my muskrats. So here I am, nice and early, no scratties. But then again, maybe it's the weather. It could be. I don't know. It's not real stormy. I'm not even getting any rolling thunder. It's just overcast, flat overcast. The sky is just a uniform field of gray. No sun. Hooray! And why do I get the feeling I'm gonna just go home and eat and fall asleep? Here's the last fox poop of the day. Oh boy. Yeah, we must not have gotten much rain because the dragonfly pond still at the same old level. If we would have gotten a decent amount of rain, yeah, that would be noticeable. Well, we might as well walk up here to the bocage. See if there's any fungus growing around here. Oh yeah, here's some coprinus mushrooms growing next to this log. What's up here? There's some white jellies down there. The same old ones. They're looking kind of dried out. I don't see any fresh growth. Maybe we should go over there. Let's check over here. Why didn't this get mowed? It's really weird. Somebody only mowed like half of this area. And yeah, no, I don't see any other fungal fun bits. Ugh. And you know what? The humidity is starting to get to me. We must have a pretty decent heat index right now. I mean, it's not very hot. It's probably only, 82, 84 degrees. Maybe a little bit less. Oh, but the 90% humidity is cloying. It's choking. It's just downright glah. It's like you don't even have to sweat. There's so much water in the air as you walk through it. It condenses on you because the dew point is so high. I'm walking by the shed. I'm not seeing any matis, and that's fine because I think I'm just going to head home, and I can tell you what's going to happen already. I'm going to eat because my guts are starting to feel weird and I need some food, and then I'll probably fall asleep. There's a bunny down there at the end of the parking lot. And here's my car. Into the car we go. Sitting down. How much time do we have left? Well, we got a couple of minutes. We're going to have to kill that at home where we have some air conditioning. So, back to my house in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are. Back in the studio. And I've got me a big cup of lemonade. So cool and refreshing. And yet I can still feel all the humidity, even though I've got my air conditioner on. And it does feel lovely, so give me a few minutes to cool off. And then we'll be good. And then I will eat my waffles, and then I will probably go back to sleep. But in the meantime, I'm checking up on my email, checking the bulletin board here on SDF. Oh, it's so fun. Oh, and you know what? Now I'm not even hungry for waffles. Now I want a hamburger. You were talking about hamburgers on the bulletin board, and now I've got that craving for a hamburger. Oh, brother. What am I going to do? It's way too early for a hamburger. None of my hamburger restaurants are open yet. And I don't know if I can wait that long to get me a hamburger. Why do I get the feeling I'm not having a hamburger today? Why do I get the feeling I'm just going to eat waffles, fall asleep, and then sleep all the way through lunch, and then I'm going to stay up way too late at night. And then everything is going to be messed up. Oh, I hope not. So let me just say that you have been listening to A Very Sleepy Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. It's time for me to eat breakfast and go to bed, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
This is DJ Kuma.